moment. Yes. Good morning, good evening, grand rising, whatever day, whatever time it is. Beautiful, melanated, original, whatever you respectfully call yourself, people. Yes, it's your girl, Straight No Chaser with a Queen. Coming here, we're going to just talk about some stuff that was on my mind. I decided to just jump on here on both of my... social medias, do some uploading, do some channel building. And I had the idea, not idea, but I was actually looking at an article, as I was saying. I'm setting this up. I was looking at the article, and the article was talking about Sandy Hook. And when I say what I'm going to say, I want you to really think about what I'm saying. And before I say it, is no disregard. Bless. Any death is wrong. Bless all the children who were murdered in Sandy Hook. Because it's wrong always. But back to what I'm saying. When a white guy, when those that don't look like us commit crimes, commit atrocities like this, with walking into school and killing a bunch of children, they are known for that. They are known for that. And yet, if me or you did it, the whole world is ending. Lynch us, kill us, this and that. So, as I was saying, I was looking at the Twitter, and it was saying about the Sandy Hook promise. And it says, it was giving stories about each kid of what happened to them. And the promise is that to keep kids safe and keep them safe from gun violence. Now people, melanated people, let's really think about this. This is why they play with us, because you are torn to be human. We feel bad about it. It's wrong. But at the same time, are we not tired of crying for others while the same people will turn around and shoot and kill our children? The people that look like them. I'm not saying those very same people. But majority of them very same people, if we said Black Lives Matter, or if we... When we see it. We seen the million mega march. We knew what Trump and most of them that followed him was about. White supremacy. So, do you think that it's right for us to continue to cry for those who just allowed the people that look like them to kill us and then to kill our children? We can't get sympathy. We get no sympathy for the same stuff that happens with us. And then when they say this stuff called black on black crime, I do not want to hear it. Because if you going to commit crime, according to the population you live in, there's just as much white crime as it is black crime. But the difference is, we have been a people who've been held back by the same very same people. And they want us to play this thing that everything is equal, everything is even, we should cry for them. And I'm looking at this petition, and every time something goes wrong, they got a petition. They got a petition, and it's supposed to be for protecting their children. They want their children safe. But at the same time, when their people kill us or our children, and they get arrested, it takes hell and high waters for them to get arrested. But when one of them kill us or our children, kill our children, they raise money for that too. And yet we think we are part of America. We think we're part of this place. We think that everything is okay. And we walk around blindly, not knowing we're left out. We got the sense of that we're included. See, things like this, like I said, you go look it up on Twitter. It's about the Sandy Hook. It's the Sandy Hook promise, because how their kids was killed in gun violence. But yet they're not called thugs. They're not called monsters. They're not called names. Even when they kill us, they have shown sympathy. They're not plastered across. They're not, you know, most white people have guns. Do they not? Why? Because they make the guns. They're the gun manufacturers. They make the laws to pass, to carry. I mean, they make the laws to carry guns. We're not making the laws. You know, they make sure we have no power nowhere we go as melanated original people. But I just thought about this, like, what about our kids? They want us, and it's not just saying us, we can ignore it, but I'm just saying how they have the money to support their woes. They have the money to fix their wounds. They got have the money to punish those who hurt them. That's why 9 times out of 10 white people just commit suicide and shoot them each other and up. I'm not saying black people don't have not done that. I'm just saying majority. The ammo. Shoot it up, kill themselves, boom, boom, boom. Because who they going to answer to but them? Right? Right? So like, share, subscribe, hit the notification bell. This is Straight No Chaser with the Queen. You know, just think about that, people. Think. Why do we walk around in an America that we are actually invisible to, and the only time they pay us attention is when they need us for some type of servitude or to unleash their unprovoked anger on us, because they were taught that we are different when everything is different. But somehow our difference in this stands out, and they put themselves in power, and they get to tell, we're waiting for a people to feel as much sympathy as they feel for themselves as for us. And this is what I want to say to the people who say they're not racist and that they didn't have slaves. Honey, the worst, most of the worst of the worst happened after they said we were free. After they said we were free, these people were mad as hell because they had to do something they had never did before, and that's do their own stuff, work. So what they did was make us work for them and use us so that they can get ahead of us, until now they don't need us. And I'm looking at, they want to protect them, their children. And what I'm getting at is, it's known that these same, not saying these people directly, but the race in the whole, with the powers that be, did experiments on us. The government never repaid us. Enslaved us, never repaid us. Jim Crow came where they segregated us. And it wasn't even no problem because we were thriving. But then they would find... One moment. You know, I have the Billy with the magma hat and Becky with the telephone. This is Becky. Becky, where's Billy? Where the hell is Billy at? I was doing my show earlier. And my kids is here with the cake. Oh, Billy over here. Really with the magma hat, back to the telephone. You know, they have given themselves power in order to write what is right and what is wrong. And so when we get ready to air, they put it in themselves, the majority of them that is in power wrote laws where they made it okay to place crack which is drugs and guns in the neighborhood. So, and then they idolize us. They patronize being a drug dealer to us to make, after they strip us and strip our history. And so we're the descendants of what is left after the mess that they have made. They have now have us killing ourselves. We are descendants of, after they robbed and killed those elders, the ones that our grandmothers was the last ones holding on. And so they made sure they couldn't read or write, and made sure not just that they could read and write. We were the only race that were punished if we even tried. We were punished for trying, and then to have the audacity to be told to be turned around and say, pull ourselves up by our bootstrap, and now we got the rights that everybody else had, when everybody else and every race had a stepping stone, which was our backs to build upon. And then we were left in isolated communities after we were robbed and killed and land stolen because we weren't protected by the government. We're not talking about the stuff that happened when people say it wasn't that long after they didn't have slaves. No, you didn't, but you have the opportunities that was taken from us. And that's what slavery was about. That was what Jim Crow was about. Slavery, you used us. Then after we got free and then the government wrote the rules, they had a way to come through and rewrite the rules. We got a government, then we got state governments. One state's selling marijuana while the other ones are still in the same sense locking our people up for the same marijuana. Our people don't spend millions of years in prison for marijuana. And Billy and Becky and their descendants are now out here making millions legally because they wrote the law. Them same descendants are the people who placed the drugs and crack and guns in our neighborhood after we were robbed of opportunities and our cities and stuff were burned down, neighborhoods stolen, and nothing we could do because if we went to the police, they were the police. So they legalized their crimes. We have been living in a system where these people have legalized their crimes. And we have had nobody else to answer to, whether it was against the world, whether you go across the seas to the world courts and stuff. Nobody fights America back. And so nobody, America has never had to answer to nobody. You know, and America's woes is us. They never had to answer to nobody. And then to say that they can raise money because Sandy Hook and I remember the times of always looking at every shooting and feeling sorry with them being in their environments, being around them, feeling like I'm blended in, never knowing that the whole time I'm left out of opportunity. I just lucked up that, you know, just look at the life that we live. And like I told you, I always want you to remember this. 90% of white people are rich. And 90% of black people are poor. That 10% of black people that are rich that blends in with the white people that are 90% that are rich make you think that that's the hope. Why that 10% of white people that are poor that blends in with the 90% of us make us all think that we're suffering all together. And then the foreigners that come in, this is heaven to them because they get opportunities and they don't even have to speak English. They get more opportunities because we're left struggling and struggling and struggling. And like I said, this thing said to protect their children. Why they don't understand, and I know we all have blind, a lot of Billy and Becky's and a lot of white people out here have blind racism, subconscious racism that they don't know that has been instilled. They think, see, we have been replaced with this thing called religion. So when you walk around and you pretend to be good because you think some unknown thing is looking at you somewhere. When what you are works in you. You know if you get sad, you cry. You know if you get mad, you get angry. You know if you're guilty, you feel guilty on the inside. Some people guilt, they can override it. Some people don't care how they feel. Some stuff eat people up on the inside. That's why sometimes you never know why people commit suicide. You never know what goes on with people. But when you got the same race who was not supposed to leave because they came in a savage way. Lead everybody else and everything else was in a confusion. We are taught to look at this unbalanced system and ignore what the elephant that's in the fucking universe. And that is this white supremacy. And white supremacy, as I told you, is a system. It's not a person, place, or thing. People have to play in the system. You play it subconsciously or consciously. Because there is no reason for white people or nobody to not like black people. I don't see how they don't cry every day for what their ancestors did. But they don't, because they enjoying the spoils, the goods. This has been a massive war that went on when the other people that didn't look like us or didn't come from us created a rage on the people who look like the people who don't look like us, raged and war and attacked the people who look like us. The Billy and the Beckys. Whether you want to call them French, German, this, that. DNA only going to show you what part of the world you're from. And if we taught history, we would know where they really came from. You'll know where you come from all around the world, because you wrote the first maps. Everything that we have in this white supremacy system is a replica of what we created. And they have twisted it to benefit them. And especially the core of it when it comes down to religion. Because they all have us praying to the same God and we're not getting the same blessings. And these blessings that they're getting is obvious. Look at the yachts. Look at the condos. Look at the vehicles. Then, like I told you, that 10% of black people that do make it or sell themselves out or just blindly don't know, because it's about how you they make sure you live the life. Why everybody is not learning the same book? Why is it that we have to argue on platforms about what's the truth? And why is it those that only have money, which always predominantly white, because even if a black person owned a platform, the core of the ownership is still predominantly white. If a black person owned the bank, the core, the world banks are predominantly white. And we are taught to live in a system that is fair. These people are only trying to save themselves, and they don't give a damn how they do it. And they don't give a damn. They don't want us to wake up, because when we wake up, their comfortability goes away. It has to be shared. You have to redistribute the wealth. The wealth has never been redistributed. So you can, these people, you cannot say. When we talk about reparations, we really need to fight for it. You cannot say that you didn't own slaves. Don't play about how these jobs is. We give history. Wells Fargo, the Browns Bank, the Browns Brothers. It's so many. I can't even think. The railroads. These were people, these are businesses, J.P. Morgan and Chase. Look at the cereals, the food brands that mocked and mimicked and got their money by advertising black skin, black oppression, blackface, and all this. They made wealth off of all these things. And the only thing they say is sorry. And then everybody acts like they're unlearned about why it hurts and why you're saying sorry. One minute you're saying sorry and one minute you don't understand what you're saying sorry for. And you living off the wealth of people that could be my grandparents. Because other than that, when we trace back the my grandmama, your grandmama, okay? My great-grandma, your great-grandma, right? That's 100 years now, right? Slavery only been about 150, right? My great-great-grandmama, your great-great-grandmama. Boom, there we are in slavery. So you can't do it unless Those that look like me just came in later and they still evidence the whole world enslaved African people, African descendants, whether you're Haitian, Jamaican, through whatever, Caribbean, Puerto Rican, whatever. We are the descendants of what was left of this war. The Puerto Ricans that think they're Puerto Rican are not what you were. There were only maybe two races, two or three races. The Hispanic kind of, I'm not perfect. The Asian and the pure blacks. And you had those whites that came in. And as they started blending, you know, the Spaniards slept with the blacks and produced the Indians that you thought is the Indians that they advertised. Think white supremacy erased dark-skinned people. You see, every time they go to an island, the people are dark-skinned because our bodies in these places was made to absorb the radiation. We are a walking science, and they know it. That's why they always digging us up and experimenting and amazed and stuff. When we already had the answers to what they're trying to answer, but they don't care. They just trampled on our life and our lifestyle, our people. They didn't give a damn. Their ancestors did. And so to say where they're sitting at today and to send them to sit and look around themselves and not ask themselves, why is it only them? That is prosperous. And then they play this I struggle. They struggle in a different way. They struggle to get through them, but it's comfortable. When we come, that's a spot on the wall. They attack. We never attack them. So for them to say that their sons and their kids and stuff need to be saved, and they want us to always sympathize with the tragedies that they go through, why they put us through tragedy. And it's amazing that they don't see this. And then they advertise little black kids on there with it to make us with the illusion. You know how they've been using our face? They use our face with advertisement with the illusion that we're included. That's only to get us being comfortable with giving and spending our money and working at their companies without trying to build our own. We don't have time to build the companies that they are because we already behind in education. We already behind in finances. We barely eating and paying our bills. How the hell we going to get businesses, right? But that's the whole thing of white supremacy. It was meant to make the white people prosper more. So those that are prospering more now. While we are left behind, we are the results of what happened after slavery. And at, not slavery, but after Jim Crow. Because after slavery, if you look this up, look it up. Black people were doing good. That's how we created the American government. And that's how the first black man was a president. But when the racists seen how to use power to keep racism and slavery going, they infiltrated everything that we created then. And then we're so blocked off. We don't know, and we're always arguing with each other. And then the same people who have lied to us, we will go read the same books that they write. We got to stop that. And then we'll argue with each other about what's going on while our kids are killing each other in the streets. These people, our things is different. We're not natural killers. That's the difference. That's the stereotype that these white supremacists have put on us. That is in power. That we are natural killers. That is the scene that has been set. We're the natural killers. We're savages. They painted it back then when they act like they found us in the jungle, when they know they found civilizations and we civilized them. They had to find where we were coming from. When they got off of, when we taught them everything, they came. They were embarrassed about, their ancestors were embarrassed about their history. Instead of being humble and being grateful, they backstabbed us. So there's a great karma that is waiting that cannot be stopped anyway. And that is the I fear for my life thing that always passed down, because we all got something called intuition. If we really stop with the religions and stop putting labels on what is going on in you, you would get tapped in. That's what the awakening is. That's what they don't want to happen. They don't want you to drop all the stuff that messes with your energy and your spirit, because if we all came together, the energy, we wouldn't care. If we came as a force, their guns, their money, their bills, everything, we would tear down the curtains and it would be going back to balance. We would go back into these seats of government, like the government. They don't want us to get into these elections. They don't want us to know about elections. They don't want us to understand finance. They don't want us to understand politics. They don't want us to know anything, because they don't want us to get in there and run the government the way it should be before they infiltrated it. So they get to write the books and they get to write the history and they get to keep us so distracted that we, and then when we pass it on, by the time that we have children, time goes by before you know how quick they say time go by. You working a job, boom, 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 before you know it, your life don't go by and you passing this on to your children. We passing stress and anxiety and broken and promises that are not attainable. Because the white society, the racism that uses the white society. And that's what white people have to understand. There was a system, once the government was made, there was a system that was put in place by racism, that a hate that was so hate. That's why they linked the Bible, because they understood the spirituality. They are the racism back then, the races, they understood the spirituality. They understood the spirituality of us. So they had to trick that. And in order to trick it, they had to learn to stop our education and stop our connection with each other. And this system was purposely put in place to destroy our connection, so that they will forever have a slave and they'll have to go to their lands, because of what they were dealing with in their lands at the time was poverty, famine, chaos. They were killing each other. They were forcing religions on each other. They had each other in prisons. They were doing things that we had to teach them. And like I said, this is for educational purposes. And this is why what I'm saying to them, they don't like, and they say it's an attack, because they don't want to be labeled as not being the discoverers. What the hell are you discovering? Because you can't even say why you're here. All we know is we were there, and our evidence of being where we were at is cities and stuff. Their evidence of being where they were at was caves that they crawled out, and they acted in a savage way and killed all of those that helped them. The history that they don't want to talk about. And then they put us in the stereotype, the stage is set to make it seem like we are the savages. And to make it that way, they had to take away our power, our resources, our thinking, our heads. When I say the heads, the ancestors, the people that they killed, they lynched. When they was lynching and killing people, they were lynching and killing business people. They were burning down Black Wall Street, Rosewood. How many more? There were black beaches. They killed Abraham Lincoln. They teach you, because they know they can't cover that up. They teach you he was assassinated, but they never teach you why. And they teach you this craziness about the Confederate. It was the Confederates that was fighting against the Yankees because they wanted to keep slavery. But you cannot, just like the economy is out of whack now, you cannot keep one race that is producing enslaved so that you can live freely. There has to be some type of economic balance, but enough where they still were going to benefit. They didn't like it. They assassinated Lincoln. Lincoln gave two reparations. He gave black people land and he gave white people millions of dollars in reparations. They took their money even though they assassinated them, and then they came and took our land and stuff. Then they learned to get into the government. They learned to use the government, use their power to infiltrate the government. So now white supremacy has been controlling the government and changing it. If you do your history, the way that they are controlling the Senate and the House is not even the way it was set up to do. The Senate and the House was set up for a check and a balance. And a hate that was so much in these peoples collectively, not one person. We can't blame it on one because it happened enough where it's still going on today. It was enough white people, it's enough white people to keep racism alive till it's going on today. It's not enough white people that is trying to break the cycle to say, let's tell the truth about what's going on. Let's tell the truth that we're sending people. We're constantly in Egypt. We're constantly, even the people over there, the Arabs who first put us enslaved, so I have to correct one of my videos. The Arabs, they first enslaved us, and then the Spaniards, then the whites, then they all came together. And now they constantly using asses and stuff to lighten up all that's in there in Egypt when they're digging us up. When they give us books and they teach us in these American, in these places, they teach us Western history, and it only teaches stories on the white people view while leaving out the truth about us. All these pictures, all these places, we should be able to travel the world as descendants for free. That is a reparation. They don't want that. Because if they don't want us to leave, they always yell, because, oh, go back to Africa, go back. They don't want us because in Africa, they keep them poor. But the internet was created in Africa. All of everything that's created was created by African or black melanated Jamaican, us. People who look like us, fuck the names that they done made up. They want you to play I don't see color so that you won't link that this brother that look like you is the same no matter what nationality that these white supremacists put on him. And it's not right for what's going on. It's not right to go in the motherland digging it up and then taking the resources that they want and putting it in their lands and then charging us to come see it and then keeping us in poverty. Poverty in America, because America is where the power is. They don't want us to get in those seats of power so that we can change something. They don't want us to change nothing. They don't want to help us. They don't want us to help ourselves. Because in order to help ourselves, laws have to be changed. Reparations have to be given. Land has to be redistributed. Resources has to be redistributed. There are so many businesses. Businesses are closing down and they're telling you, build businesses. Yes, we can build them. But then the people who hold the power, hold the power of the applications, like me and you, when we go do a bank loan and then they look us in the face, or those that discriminated against us. It's a whole system. We see the million mega march. Every time a police officer kills us, they convince us it's our fault and they raise millions of dollars for them. We see constantly, we keep saying we're tired of it, but we won't address where the core of these issues are. We keep saying we're tired of this, we're tired of that. Why they, these police officers and these people keep killing us and getting away with it, and they make up the best excuses, just like they made up the lies that make us into the situation where we're in. Now back to where we're shooting and killing each other in the streets. And that's not natural. We're not natural killers. If they go and learn our history, we see them. It's like the invasion of the body snatchers. They're in everybody culture wearing their stuff. But why don't anybody research their history, their culture? Where did they come from? What happened? Why is this hate so real? Why did this is a human problem, not a civil rights issue, a human rights issue. Because it's happening all over. If something happens all over, like with the opiates, when they notice it's happening to white people, they got help. We all know about it. We know the stories. We know statistically. But we still sit around like something is going to just change. Keep voting and this and that. But we're not understanding. We're not preparing our children to teach them the laws. We're not getting the right education in schools. Because those that want to keep the lies alive, they get to write what the hell the fuck they want in their books. And then they feed that to our children. Then they keep us working while we push our children to public schools, and we know half of us don't even read our kids' books, and it's an ongoing cycle. So they got these gay people. Why do a kid need to know? If a kid get older and they ask, but I still don't think it's right for to confuse a child with you dressing up and you going to read to a child, you putting it in the child's face so that you can accept that is the white culture, that, and that's fine if that's what they want, but don't make us force your culture on us. Because I don't feel like it's acceptable to be talking to no kid. Because when you talk, when a kid sees something different, then you have to explain the whole thing about why is this person dressing up like this? You don't make a child pretends anyway. Their mind is a sponge. They're absorbing. We know that these people play games to put stuff in our children's mind. We know they have done it because they have a history. The syphilis experiment in Tuskegee, the Indians with the smallpox blankets. We know that they have the gynecologist experiment on black women for free slaves with no anesthesia. We know the history. We know their culture. But because they own the power and own the platforms, we cannot say our enemy is because then we get kicked off because we gotta only give it to you a little. Then we get kicked off because this is not human. Our human rights are being violated left and right, and we all are fighting for the wrong thing. We can't fight to own this and that. We need seats. We need to be applying because together to saying we need to fight for human rights. You don't understand. That's what Martin Luther King and Malcolm X was going to do. And that's when after they were coming together to understand the aha, they started being assassinated. So I look at the Sandy Hook thing like, what about our children? Those that say they're not racist to this day, all the white people who say it ain't no racism, and we see everything. If we can add up the stories, y'all know statistics, y'all so smart, you do this, do that. Let's research together, because if I can see it and read, you can see it and read it. Our black people need to get their heads out the Bible some, because even in your Bibles tell you, you need balance. You're still human here on earth. You need to know what's going on. Maybe that is your blessing if you're praying all the time. You cannot be so into something where something is so unbalanced when you have to know something is wrong. Your Bible say faith without works is dead, right? You got to work at something. When you notice that we've been doing the same thing for wrong for so long and we getting the same results, it's time to change something. What is going on? You have to get to the root of the problem, not the surface, not the scab. The root of the problem. This is just the results of the wounds. We are just the black on black crime, the poverty, the oppression, the project. All of these are just results. We got to do better. We got to research. And those, like I said, those that say they're not racist, they understand it's a system. And we all play in a part. The system was put in play. Then how is the system? What is the board? Okay. Boom, here go the little board, here go the little judges. Boom, here go the police, here go the police officers. Boom, here go the coroners. Boom, here go the gun manufacturers. Boom, 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 boom. And almost everything that's set up in power is to benefit white people. And then boom, and to get us to play our pieces was crack and guns. And boom, they threw that in our neighborhoods and they said, get the plane. After they ostracized us, not that Jim Crow already set the pieces in. We wasn't playing. We was building on the side when we wasn't playing. When they left us out, whites only this and that. Then they got Martin Luther King till he woke up. He was the one to lead us out of our promised lands into the devil's house, into a burning house. That's what happened. And he was trying to make it right. And he was assassinated. And we only keep talking about how he got killed and who killed him. We ain't talking about why. We ain't searching. Malcolm X got killed. They keep it. They ain't telling us about the Black Panthers and stuff. When those are people who were fighting for us, and they was drawing Martin Luther King in to get him to understand what was going on. You don't understand. They made Martin Luther King say nonviolent, nonviolent. They keep us. They, like I said, they write the history books so that we won't fight back. They give us this and then make it look like we're the problem, and then they get us to cry for them and their sorrows. Enough is enough. We have a human rights issue. Why Sandy Hook is out there talking about the promise? Black people, we need our own promise. We need a promise to stick together and get out of this lion's mouth. Get some of these seats. Understand what happened to us. Start tracing back the steps. You know, recount your money. History is like money. Recount that. Not what they just give you. Not what they done regurgitated to you. We are results of something that happened at war. And it's been going on hundreds of years. Do you not want to see something resolved? If you believe in prayer, do you not want prayer? You cannot pray and then ignore history. But that's all I wanted to say to you. I just had it in my spirit. I had to get it out. I'm getting ready to go to bed. Y'all be blessed. Because I'm just tell you. All that pray, the ancestors, I know they there. They're there. They're here. It's going to, changes is going to come. That's what the fearful they like. And that's why we have to gird ourselves up and pray ourselves up. And the way to do it, in the intelligent way to do it, is they fight with paper now. And they do fight with guns, but the paper and the pen. And we can't control the pen until we get in them seats. Until we start teaching our children how to be these politicians. And we ain't got to teach them to be nasty and grimy. Because when all politicians is really working together, it works. The system was working at one time. That's what they don't tell you. Y'all have a beautiful, melanated, original day. Like I said, like, share, subscribe. No Chaser with the Queen. YouTube and Instagram. Well, hit the notification bell. Like and share. Y'all be blessed. Follow me on my podcast. That's what I'm doing tonight. Follow me on Anchor. Again, Straight No Chaser with the Queen. That's STR, the number 8, with the Queen. Y'all have to think, really. Just think. That's all I'm saying. Just don't let the feeling, because I had those feelings. Don't let the feeling of, you know, we don't like to be tricked. We don't like to be played. That's why we won't get into it. But if we can investigate each other, our man cheating and this and that, we need to investigate something that is going to benefit us. Because that's what that's the whole reason they did not want us to read, write. We the only race in this whole world, because under the hands of white supremacy, the system that was killed or beaten if we read for learning or reading. And then they tell us, we just think about it. Our parents just went to these segregated schools where they made sure we ain't have equipment and stuff in 1960 something. We just got freed from being slavery, and it was hundreds of years after being freed that we knew we were freed, right? So when did we get the chance and the opportunities to have as much as everybody else had, and then they can say we lost it, we were ghetto or something? No, you put us in ghettos after you robbed us and stole from us to make sure their kids and their generations ate good and slept good while we took care of them. And that is just history. And it should be corrected by those who claim they're not racist and that they don't see color. Because it was only one color that this was happening to. And don't give me that shit with no, that white people had slaves. That was white people. Black people didn't have white people as slaves. I don't give a damn about this white, black people had slaves too. It don't make it right. Black people did not have slaves in America. Most of them, when they did, they didn't beat them and stuff. It was ways that black people was using the pen and the paper to help their people until white people figured it out. So there's a lot that we in this tangled web. Stop letting the people who oppress us create and write the narrative and control your thoughts. Peace.